Welcome to the Gate Crashers podcast, where we storm the gates of publishing and dare to talk about the realities of the industry. I'm your ivory tower representative, Amanda Liedeke, literary agent and vice president of McGregor and Liedeke.
And I'm your self-publishing insider, Carice Crowe, novelist and speaker.
When you are an aspiring writer, or even like a newish writer, right? Like maybe like your first book is about to come out or whatever. It can feel really silly to have a website.
I feel attacked. I don't have a website, Amanda. I don't have one. I did for a hot minute there, but then I didn't do anything with it because life got crazy. And now, right, like what am I even going to put on it? Here's my one book.
Yeah.
Here's my opinions on stuff. You want to buy a t-shirt? I can sell you a t-shirt. That's it. That would be my website. It seems superfluous for me to have a website. But I also know that's not the conventional wisdom. So why am I wrong, Amanda?
Why are you wrong? Well, we've at my agency, we've had some Zoom calls for our authors with like these professional publicity people and marketing experts. And one thing that has been just like repeated over and over, no matter who the speaker is the importance of a website. And I think like, I mean, as you have shown, Carice, like a lot of authors have gotten away from that. And mm-hmm. I represent clients who like they don't have a book deal yet. And so then they're kind of like, do I really need a website? I don't think I do. You know, like they mm-hmm. go through that. Like what would I put there? What I don't have anything that people care about. Like
right.
they have that anxiety. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about why it's important to have a website, why every writer needs one. If you're serious about this and if you really actually want to like
right.
get an agent, get a book deal, or be successful as an author, these are the reasons why you need a website. I think one of the biggest reasons is that your website is one of the first things that an agent or a publisher and even maybe a reader is going to go to find out more about you, to see
right.
if you're published, they're going to see like all the books that you've written. They're going to see where you're going to be live for speaking or events. If you have a blog, they might read it. They're going to find your social media through that website. And I know, I mean, as an agent, I'm constantly like, the first thing I do is like Google the author. I'm like, so where's their website? What is their brand like? I'm asking all of these questions, trying to get a feel for who this person is. That's one reason it's important. And another reason is because a website is your chance to really shape people's experience of you.
Right.
You can then shape their perception of you, shape, you know, how they interact with you. You can push them toward Facebook or toward blogging or whatever it is that you want to do. As long as you can control your brand through your website, then you can control your career, right? And it's not going to get out of hand and get out of control. So those are the reasons why it's important to have a website, even if not very many people visit it. It's not, I think we need to get away from this mindset that a website has to have a bunch of visits.
Right.
And it's not the case.
I like that. It needs to have a very specific purpose, but it doesn't necessarily need to have a ton of visits.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Cause like with my favorite authors that I like to read, even though I do follow them on Facebook and Instagram and those kinds of places, if I want an update about when is book two coming out, when is the next one coming out, I will go to their website mm-hmm. because that information might be on their Facebook, might be on their Instagram, but it might also be buried and it might be kind of hard to recognize, especially if they're starting a new series. It can be easy to overlook and not realize, oh, that title, that one's actually by this author, as opposed to it's really easy on an author page because pretty much everybody has, you know, a specific landing page for these are all the books that I've written. Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know, click further to hear more about that book or whatever. Or these are my upcoming titles or these are my tour dates. This, you want to hear me come read at a bookshop? Come visit me here. All of that is so much faster on that author's website. And you're right. It absolutely does shape your perception of that author. I've been to, I think it's Suzanne Collins who mm-hmm. did Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And her website is just kind of like, I mean, those books still sell. They still sell a decent amount of copies and her website's ancient.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a good look, man. And especially if you're writing young adult dystopian, Yeah. You should have a pretty sleek modern website, you know? And it's not great. Suzanne, you gotta get somebody. She's a regular listener. And she's gotta update her website, man. Gotta get that done.
It's true. I think it serves a purpose. Mm-hmm. Outside, it's not about the hits or the visits or traffic or any of that. The purpose is, this is who I am. This is all the information you need about me, so that, yeah, they're not scrolling endlessly through your Instagram to trying to find out, well, what was the third book in that one series? Like, you know, like, are they coming to Kentucky to speak? I don't know. You know, like, all of the information. Right. Go to the website. Mm-hmm. So that's why you need one, and you need one as soon as possible. Like, the moment you get serious about this, you need to build one, because it puts out such a more professional look and feel. You can be nobody, no name author, but if you have a nice, sleek 5-page website, it just sets a completely different tone for how people see you and how they interact with you.
Right.
You can just really tell that story of who you are and who you want to be.
That really helps me change my perception about what a website should be. Thank you.
Good.
That's great, because I have never thought of it in that way, that it's about the function that it serves rather than the popularity. Because when I was doing a lot of conferences as a writer, and this idea of you need to have a website was really being pushed, it was also at the same time when the idea of a blog was really being pushed.
Yes.
And they kind of just went hand in hand.
Yeah.
And we all know how well blogs are doing these days. The website was supposed to be like this extension of your blog, and it was supposed to help draw new readers to you and help people find you. And we now know that, like, people really only go to your blog if they already know you. It's,
yeah.
Unless you're writing about, like, hot button topics,
yeah.
You're not
viral posts.
Like, you're not casting the fishing net that you think you're casting. Yeah, I like looking at it that way. Much more productive way to look at it. And then you're not judging yourself for, I only got 15 hits on my website this month.
Right.
You got 10 more book sales on Amazon this month, so your website might be working. Who knows?
Yeah, those are 15 people who probably very intentionally visited your website.
Exactly.
That's
pretty good.
It's good.
It's not bad.
Okay, you might not have a lot to put on your website, right? That this is like a problem that everyone faces when they're just starting out. So I wrote down some things that we want to see. Like, here are the things I'm looking for when I visit an author website from someone who is like no name, right?
Right.
I'm looking for a clear brand. I want to know, like, and this is the look, the feel, the promise that I get from visiting your website. So the way your photography is, the font styles, the design, it communicates a message. And so I want to have like some kind of clear message that I get when visiting your site. And it might just be, I write fantasy novels, you know, like that may be it. Or it may be, I talk about poverty in America and tough issues, like whatever that is. Like, I want it to be clear when I visit your website that you know what you're about. There needs to be an About the Author page. And on that page, you can talk a little bit about yourself and your family, but you can also talk about, like, as seen on ABC News, as seen on, like, if for any little blips that you've gotten for yourself, if you've spoken somewhere or if you've been an expert somewhere, you can put those on your About the Author page to make yourself seem really fancy.
Right.
I want a contact page, which is a clear way to get in touch with you. I want social media buttons easily visible, preferably near the top of your website, so that I can figure out, how do I connect with you on Instagram? And you don't need to be on all of the social media. Just choose like one or two outlets that you feel that you can navigate confidently and do those.
And consistently.
And consistently, yes. Thank you. That is important. Mm-hmm. I look to see if there's a blog. There doesn't need to be a blog, but of course, if there is one, it better be updated frequently. Mm-hmm. Or recently, at the very least, and it needs to be good. So if you don't feel like maintaining a blog, just don't put it on your website.
Right.
Another option is to just be very clear about how you want people to interact with you. If you're really present on Instagram, make that clear and just really guide people to connect with you there. And then that'll cause me to go there and see, you know, what you've got going on Instagram. That's so great. And then of course your social media though should be an extension of your brand that's found on your website. They cannot be two different things. They have to be cohesive. I'm going to look for info on your speaking schedule and how to book you. This is especially true if you're a nonfiction client. And I get that this may not be a page that appears in most aspiring author websites, and that's okay. It can come later, but it should be one that you add as soon as you can, or as soon as you've got stuff booked. And then of course I'm going to look for info on published books or products or anything that you've done in the past. And again, if you don't have anything, just don't worry about having that page quite yet.
Right.
And last, I'm going to look for a newsletter lead magnet. If I don't see one, then that tells me that you're not collecting email addresses and you don't have a newsletter list. And newsletter marketing is one of the, it's just one of the hot things right now. So people look for that just to make sure that it's there. So that's something to have, like a little pop-up or even just like a mention somewhere on your website. So that's the list. That's what I look for. And it can be as simple as 5 pages and you can, you know, build it in an afternoon if you want something really basic.
Right.
Or you can hire people. I know like people who do really good work and they're not very expensive at all. And you can hit me up if you want to ask for some recommendations of people to hire to help you build one. But yeah, that's it. That's all that we're looking for in a website.
And I think with that, especially with that, you know, speaking schedule and how to book you, that how to book you is really important. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that you need to have engagements on the books, because you can still list, I've spoken at these places and I've addressed these topics, or I've given courses on these topics, and that's still valuable information for somebody to know. And even if you haven't spoken, but you are interested in getting into that, I think you'd want to also communicate on that page what it is that you'd want to talk about, you know, in relation to writing. So that way, if somebody's interested, It's kind of like, you know, you have your submission guidelines, and then if somebody reaches out to you and it's like way off base, you're kind of like, well, you clearly didn't even read these, but you provided them. But if you don't provide any kind of guidelines about what type of speaking you want to do, or what types of groups you would feel comfortable addressing, you just got to have that information there so that somebody else knows. Because that always leads to more. The more you give someone, the fewer questions that they have to come to you with, the more confident they feel about what your interest is, the more likely you are to get that lead anyway.
Yeah.
Rather than somebody saying, well, I loved your book and I see that you're interested in speaking. What do you want to talk about? I'm putting on a conference, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's like one thing that expert speakers do. Like they list out their topics and they'll have their media kit that you can download and look through like a sample video of them speaking and like all of these other things. And it's just a great point too about listing past speaking engagements, just so that people can see what you've done and what you're familiar with and the types of places that tend to have you come out. Speaking is such a big part of fiction and nonfiction. It brings in a good chunk of income for a lot of authors.
Yeah.
So it's like a crucial page if you're someone that really wants a speaking presence and platform. Get that going, get that running, make it seem as though you've got it all together and that you're someone that people seek out, even if you currently aren't.
Right. Well, and speaking in general is something that authors really need to have. You don't have to be a master at it, but you should at least be confident enough to get up and do 20 minutes or a half hour. Because I mean, if you get invited to go to some sort of convention or conference and be there to represent your book and they offer you, hey, you can do a 15-minute author reading, you don't want that to be your first speaking engagement, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to have a little bit of that under your belt just to be confident in it.
So Carice, I think it sounds like Amanda, we've convinced you.
I know.
We've convinced you.
This weekend isn't a good weekend to set up my website, but I will. I'll do it. I need to do it before November. Then I have a website, then I'm legit. Then I'm no longer a hobbyist. I got called a hobbyist last year and it's still under my skin a little bit.
Oh. Well, That stings.
It's like, I've been in this industry for 10 years. You should not say these things. Yes, I am convinced. I need a website. Gonna have to look back through my calendars, man. Figure out all the places I've spoken at so I can list that out and show off how legit I am.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Date Crashers podcast. If you like what you hear, leave a review and be here next week for a brand new episode.